and welcome to the Big Mug of Music. But it's a little different this week. We are doing a Live at Leeds special coverage hour. And I'm not alone. I'm not crying lonely into my microphone this week. I am with Izzy and Jelly. Hello, guys.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm very excited to be on the Big Mug Music. I'm an avid listener, so the honour is all mine.
Oh, we are so happy to have you here, me and my mug, speak in plural. Jell, how are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Dissertation blues.
But no,
this is a good release.
How has Live at Leeds been affecting your dissertation writing? Is it giving you something to look forward to?
Yeah, big time, big good. Time.
Good. So we basically want to talk about this festival. This is going to be part of a trio of shows we've got. We've got this show, which is the pre-fest coverage. We've got the show next weekend, which will be the, oh my goodness, we've just been at Live at Leeds. And then we've got the post-festival coverage, which will be a nice little reflection. Let's start with some normal info about the festival. What do we have? We know ticket sales, for one, are only £27.
Which is so good.
So
ridiculous
good.
Ridiculous price.
So great, because there's over like 200 people playing.
Yeah, the lineup is really, it's such a good place to catch people who just aren't big yet.
So basically what happens, if you've never been to Live at Leeds before, there are all of the venues, maybe not all of them, but a huge amount of venues, 150, I think.
Really?
Yeah, so many are open, like all over the city. And basically there are so many bands that are going to be playing all throughout the day on Saturday. I think the first band starts at 12 and then goes on till 11.
The wee small hours.
So this hour, what we're going to do is we're going to play our picks of the weekend. We're going to discuss the headliners. I'm covering the Crips. Who are you going to talk about?
I'm talking about Francisco the Man, because they kept getting recommended to me and I checked them out and they're just such a great band. So I'm going to talk about how much I love them.
Okay.
That's okay.
Like an ode to Francisco.
Indeed.
Anjali?
I'm going to go for Dutch Uncles.
The Dunkles. Amazing. So I was lucky enough to go last year. As were you, Izzy, weren't you?
No, I was in Spain last year.
Oh,
I didn't know if you knew I did a year abroad.
Did you go, Jelly?
No.
Oh,
I've never been. This is my first timer.
Oh, I'm going to take your Live at Leeds for Jesus. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm going to take it. Don't know with me. But I went last year, and basically, like Jelly said, it is an amazing opportunity to see people in a really small, intimate venue before they go off and get big. So don't know if you've heard of Catfish and the Bottlemen. But,
they knew.
God.
Moving around. But basically, I had the privilege of talking to them at Fav, our very own Fav.
Nice.
This time last year. So I thought I'd play out my little chat with Van McCann. Please excuse the incessant flirting. It's
classic.
I was a young journalist. It was back in my youth. Genuinely had no idea what I was doing. I got a text 20 minutes earlier being like, oh, there's a band called Catfish and the Bottlemen, go and turn up. Knew nothing about them, and as you'll hear, I start asking them about their hair product. So it was a fantastic interview, but here we go. This is me and Van McCann from Catfish and the Bottlemen. To Leeds Student Radio, you are listening to MRI. So I'm here with Van McCann, head man of Catfish and the Bottlemen. Very pleased I said that right. Very scared I was going to say Catmen and Bottlefish.
Head man could have meant anything.
Anything.
If you stumbled on that, it would have sounded awful.
You were saying that your parents had a great sense of humour when they named you.
Yes, or a terrible one, some would say. Yeah, but that's true. Nobody believes
it's very
it.
Catchy.
I get a lot of stick for it. People think it's my stage name or something, but it's my genuine name. Yeah,
you couldn't have done anything but be a head man, though, with that name.
Head
you
man.
Were set
yeah.
for
set for greatness as a headman.
Have you ever eaten catfish?
Have I ever eaten as a headman catfish?
Yeah.
No, my dad's caught off catfishing in Africa.
That's fun. It's great in a broth, apparently. Talking about Catfish and the Bottlemen, you are playing tonight at Faversham at Live at Leeds. Apparently, you've raised an army of supporters the old school way. I hear whispers on the wind of 100 shows in 18 months.
Yeah, it was like the old school kind of Hitler way, you know what I mean? Like forceful enough, you know.
Propaganda everywhere.
Yeah. That's it. We were just like, no one's ever going to find us here, so we have to go out. And we used to just turn up at like Kasabian gigs and like put balaclavas on and like rev generators off outside. So when everyone came out at the end of the gig, we give everyone a CD and just play in the rain in the street and like
wearing balaclavas.
Yeah, like not balaclavas, like burglars, like ninjas.
Oh, like ninjas.
Like these little
makes
ninjas.
A massive difference.
Yeah, no, not like balaclavas.
And within the band, there's so much hair going on.
There is.
When you're on tour, do you share product or do you have frizzies for one person?
I is that you?
Yeah,
that you
use
said
frizzy.
That. The grey bottle.
Yeah.
Can't stop it from.
Puffing.
Yeah.
It's my problem too. Puffy hair. With your new release, Kathleen, yes. Which is out now.
Out now.
I've listened to it over and over again, but the one line that is stuck in my head is your first line, "You're simpatico."
Yeah.
It's been driving me mental because I really want to know if it's from Bad Teacher.
Somebody else asked me that. I honestly.
Justin Timberlake.
I like Justin Timberlake. I used to like him. I'm not really into his
Justified was the best album that's ever
I like
released.
That. I like this first one, you know, that one we did a dance in the car park.
Yeah.
You know,
Señorita.
Yeah.
That one.
No, it's not. But so I thought I was the first person ever to put that simpatico in a song.
No.
And then someone texted me saying the Charlatans have got an album called that. Got it. And then someone texted me about this Bad Teacher thing.
With Rango and Homesick.
Yes.
I've spotted some continuity with the artist's work.
Oh, right.
On the front of it.
Yes.
Are you incredibly inspired by sex and love to write about it and sing about it, or do you just really like tadpoles and are amazed by the copulation of frogs?
We got in a bit of trouble for this because we did a gig in Nottingham. This guy just went fucking mental on. He just really didn't like us, and he was just like, "They're sexists. They've got sperm everywhere. They're trying to chat everyone up and all this kind of thing." And we just played this gig. He just basically hated us.
But why is a picture of sperm sexist?
No, the thing with all this is like. It's the story behind it is so sweet. Like, my mum couldn't have kids, so she got run over when she was a little kid, and she was unable to have kids, and my dad really wanted a family. So they moved out to Australia together because they were having a really tough time with everything at home. And then I was an IVF child, and even though they said, no, like a test tube baby, even though they said, the doctor said it's next to impossible for you to have kids and stuff like that, they kept trying and putting every bit of money they earned. They were living with my uncle and auntie, and off, you know, like they were letting them stay there for free. Every bit of money they earned, put back into trying for me. And it was a third time, like, and they were like, "This is the last time we're doing it," because it was killing them every time they were failing. And everyone was like telling them to stop because they're wasting, you know, however much it cost. And third time I was like, "Yo,
Van McCann arrives.
How you doing, everyone?
The world has never been the same since."
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so the story behind it is just the label wanted us to have an artwork that represented the start of something. So I was like, well, I was a test tube baby, let's get a little sperm. And that was it. And then people are like,
that's a beautiful story. Don't take sexism away from that.
I know.
It's about
horrible.
The miracle of Van McCann.
There you go.
People just don't understand. Maybe you need a little side story on the back of the EP.
Our next single is about me being a test tube baby.
So you're playing tonight at Faversham at 11.
Yes.
Your summer is full of festivals.
Yes.
Which one are you looking forward to most?
We're doing one in New York with The Strokes and Outkast.
No, you're not. You're playing with The Strokes and I can't think of two. But have you seen The Strokes play live?
No, never.
I saw them in Reading. It must have been 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Unbelievable set.
Sexy band.
Incredible.
I want to see Albert tonight, but we're playing.
That's part of the problem being with the band.
I know.
See?
We're doing that. We're doing one in Sheffield called Tramlines. Like, Sheffield's my favourite place on the planet.
Closely followed by Leeds, obviously.
Yes, obviously. Are you from Leeds?
No.
Where are you from?
From Cambridge.
Oh, yeah? Why are you pointing down as if we're in Cambridge?
Because south.
Oh, right, okay.
Down south.
Cambridge. I know some people from Cambridge. We just did an album with someone from Cambridge.
Who?
I'm not allowed to say who it is yet.
Oh, spoiler.
I know.
Okay, tell me after the interview. Anyway, you have been listening to Emma and Van McCann from Catfish and the Bottlemen.
Hello.
Playing.
You're so sweet. I love you.
Thanks.
You love.
Right, okay, you've been listening to Leeds Student Radio with Emma and Van McCann. Thank you. You are back listening to A Big Mug of Music. That was a young Emma Rice.
Shamelessly flirting.
Shamelessly
Such
flirting.
Such a flirt. He loved it.
He loved it. He was a big flirt.
You're so sweet.
Himself. You're so sweet.
Oh, he wasn't American.
I know, but he thought I was called Ella. Ella. But yeah, I gave him my email address so he could send me one of those sperm t-shirts.
Oh yeah? Did he ever?
No.
Oh. Well then, it wasn't love. Don't worry, Em. Don't worry, Ella. Yeah, it's all right, Ella. You'll find love again this year.
So moving on from Van McCann, that's just like a little taster of the kind of coverage that here at LSR we offer you guys. So hopefully this weekend we'll have many more that we can go off and be like, hey, do you remember that time I spoke to Dutch uncles? Massive.
Yep.
So you are going to now talk about your pick of the week, mm-hmm. Izzy.
So Francisco the Man have always kind of been recommended to me, and I don't know why, I just never really got to listening to them. And then I saw them on the Live at Leeds lineup, and I was like, I really need to listen to them. They are just a great band. Like, I'm a shameless like indie rock fan, I'll be the first to admit it. But they released an album in January called Loose Ends. And I can tell they're just going to put on a really, really good set, like really driven, just like good, fun music. And also, do you like Gabriel Garcia Marquez, 100 Years of Solitude? Anyone?
I've heard of it.
It's like a really famous book. Is that my favourite book?
Oh, it's a book.
Good band.
Yeah.
So I really like his EP.
I was literally just going to be like...
I've heard the name.
It was like a really, really famous like Spanish book. And they're named after that. And I was like, I can't not like these guys.
They are made for you as well.
Yeah, right?
Where are they going to be playing?
I actually haven't looked. How bad is that?
You can slip in about your year abroad.
Oh, yeah. Be like, oh, I kind of know Spain quite well. Like, I don't know if you know about it.
Hopefully, we'll grab an interview with them.
They'll
be playing on the Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and they're shameless indie rock, are they?
They're just, yeah, really great. Like, they're Thomas from California, and they're at Mine.
They're playing in Mine. They're in this very venue.
Perfect.
I love the Uni.
Love Leeds Uni. It's just so great.
Uni.
If you're listening. Yeah. So that would be fab. You only need to pop downstairs.
Indeed. And they're just great. And it took them about 7 years to make this album, I hear.
Wow.
And you can tell it's kind of been a labour of love, and it sounds really good, like well crafted, and they've just got a really strong sound. And I'm really excited to hear what they're going to do and what they're going to sound like live. Because, you can tell when a band's really going to pull it out.
Yeah.
And I just think it's just going to be a good atmosphere. And Mine's quite good.
I was just going to say.
Vibe in Mine.
You can vibe. I've vibed many times in Mine. It's just a really small venue. And so it's lovely. You can hustle your way to the front really easily. And it's just
elbowing.
Hi, Francisco.
Hi. Do you like 100 Years of Solitude, Francisco?
I did a year abroad.
I like books too.
So what of theirs have you brought to the table?
So I have brought to the table off their January debut album, I guess. It's the third track off Loose End. It's called Big Ideas. And yeah, it's just a cracking track.
Fab. Okay, well, this is Francisco the Man, Big Ideas, playing Mine on Saturday at Live at Leeds Festival. You are back with the Big Mug of Music. I'm Emma Rice. You are listening to me, Izzy, and Jelly, and we are talking this week about Live at Leeds Festival, which is happening in a matter of days. Are you excited? Are you excited in the bath, Helena? I hope you are.
George in the bath.
George is in the bath. Oh God, this is our listeners.
We're starting rumours.
We're in a bath together, who knows? Anyway, so that was Francisco the Man, who will be playing on Saturday down in Mine. That is Izzy's pick of the week. And hopefully we'll have a cheeky interview with them.
I hope so.
To help you with next week. But I want to talk about headliners, The Cribs. That's right, The Cribs are playing at Live at Leeds.
That's right.
So for £27... you could see all of these incredible bands, and then to top it all off, The Cribs. And this year, Live at Leeds are basically, they are featuring Yorkshire's finest, because the boys themselves are actually from Wakefield.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, such Yorkshire boys. And they're playing in the Town Hall, which I see as a bit of an emblem, which is really, really nice. But they'll be playing at 10 p.m. So if you've seen Dutch Uncles are going to be playing there at 7:15, you can hang around, watch Palmer Violets at 8:30 there. And then Bish Bash Bosh, you've got The Cribs, and you'll probably be front, hopefully, by that point. You'll have hustled your way there. Oh, but yeah. I don't know if they're... The only gigs I've seen at Town Hall have been seated.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't know whether or not that's a thing.
I was going to say, what's that kind of like as a venue? That's quite grand.
Yeah, I went to go and see Daughter there, and it was
nice.
Oh, it was amazing because all of the backdrop to the Town Hall they did with lights. It was like an amazing light show.
Oh.
So fingers crossed they'll do something like that to The Cribs. Maybe a slightly different vibe to
The Daughter.
To Daughter.
Yeah, bit different. Different ideas, maybe.
Exactly. But yeah, so I'm going to play Burning for No One, which is from their new album. And it's really funny because on an interview that I read with them, they were talking about how they always had an extreme pop guilt. And now they've come to terms with it. And on this new album, they're just quite happy with who they are. Oh, that's really nice.
That's what you can ask for, really, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly. So this is The Cribs, Burning for No One. Catch them at the Town Hall on Saturday at Live at Leeds Fest.
Still watching.
you are back with Emma Rice with a big mug of Live at Leeds music this week.
Nice.
Slightly different. We are doing some pre-festival coverage for you guys to get you a little bit excited about the festival that is coming to this very city in a matter of days. So what we've done is we've looked back to last year. We looked back to my interview with Catfish and the Bottlemen. She's got a little bit flirty. Got to put my hands up, can't I? The man is a demon, honestly. I swear it wasn't me. And then we talked about Izzy's pick of the weekend, who are...
Francisco the Man. They're playing in Mine.
You are going to hopefully interview. We'll have an interview with them next week or even the week after. Because this is a trio of shows. And now we're going to pass over to Jelly. Jellington, what can you tell us about Live at Leeds?
I can tell you to go and see Spring King, a sprinkling of Spring King. And they're playing at Brudenell Social Club at 9 p.m. on Saturday. And it's kind of the brainchild of this guy called Torek Musa. What a name. I think I'm probably pronouncing it completely wrong. But, and he was like a producer for Transgressive before he started Spring King. And then he ripped out his bathroom in his house and was like, right, I'm going to just set up a studio. And he set himself the task of writing, recording and mixing a new song each day.
A small task. Kind of like what I set myself in the morning. Make a coffee, brush your teeth.
He's obviously really lazy. One of those really lazy people. And then he got joined by the rest of the band. And now they're like this kind of indie rock, weird, amazing five piece, I think they are. And they're really great, and they've just released a new EP on Monday called They're Coming After You on Handsome Dad Records.
Handsome Dad.
That's a
Records.
Wicked name for a record label.
That
good,
is fantastic.
Isn't it? It's really good. And so you should definitely try and catch them, because they've been on tour with like Courtney Barnett and they're about to blow up, I think. So
I have a feeling they made it just like that. You need those sound effects. Brudenell is always a bit of a ball lake to get to when you're live at Leeds Festing, because it is a little bit out the way. But just, you know, that's what Uber's for.
Get an Uber.
That's a bit of endorsement for them as well. But yeah, honestly, it's so worth it, because the sound system at Brudenell is honestly...
Oh, it's the best.
It's the best.
So great. It's just a really good atmosphere there as well. I love it.
It is. Especially, I think it's because it's a little bit more in the round.
Yeah.
So you can get your sprinkling of... Oh, gosh.
That's so hard to say on Sunday evening.
Sprinkling of Spring King there. So what song are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play City.
Okay. Catch them at Brudenell Social Club this weekend.
is Leeds Student Radio.
This
is Leeds Student Radio.
This
is Leeds Student Radio.
Monroe House with Amy, one of the Live at Leeds organisers. We're going to be having a chat with her about the festival. So when it comes to curating a festival like Live at Leeds from the ground up, what are you sort of looking for when it comes to selecting the acts that are going to, you know, contribute to the lineup?
Our bookers are really keen on championing new music, right, whether that's local new music or whether that's on a national level. So yeah, that's what our festival is all about. Obviously, we do have some established artists on the bill, but we're just all about the new music. Last year was kind of one of the first places to see Royal Blood, George Ezra, years and years, and now they've gone on to have amazing years. So yeah, we always have artists that kind of come out of the woodworks. In the past, we've had Ed Sheeran, Mumford & Sons. So yeah, it's just predicting who it's going to be this year.
So good predictions so far. Let's see what you've got this year. Is there anyone on the bill for this Live at Leeds that you particularly excited to see or have on there?
Definitely. I'm really excited to try and catch Slaves. I also want to try and catch Hyena. There's just so much on. It's so difficult to try and run around and think about it. I really love Tobias Jesso Jr., so I want to try and catch him. And also, God, there's just so many to think of.
Gengar, they were our track of the week a couple of weeks ago, and Slaves that you mentioned there were a band that we've had quite a lot of controversy with at the station, but they'll be up on a brilliant live show.
Yeah, definitely.
Bit of a Marmite band is Slaves.
I'm excited to see them live.
So
I think they'll put on a bit of a kind of wild live show. Yeah,
fantastic.
And so James and I are both lucky in that we came to the festival last year, but for anyone who went last year and is thinking about buying a ticket this year, in what way has the festival progressed and changed?
I mean, obviously the festival is constantly growing and evolving. We've got a few changes in venues this year, so we're using the Town Hall again. We've got new venues that have come to the city, like the Key Club, that are involved in the festival this year, so there's an opportunity to go and have a peek inside those venues if you've not been yourself to another show or to a club night. And it's just kind of more of the same, really. Just obviously the lineup is different, so there's lots and lots to go and see. And the tickets are £27.50. I think it works out as something crazy like 14p a band.
It's amazing.
So it's just such a bargain.
But that's only if you've got to several beings, so you can be at every gig.
That's correct.
I was wondering, with Beacons Festival, which has recently changed its stance and the way that they're going to present their festival, in terms of the future for Live at Leeds, do you reckon you'll be looking just at expansion, or do you think there are different goals involved, like keeping smaller and keeping the price down?
I think, the price point is a really important thing for us. We really like the fact that it's a really affordable ticket that people can kind of come and discover new music for the day.
It makes it so accessible.
Yeah, definitely. And so, for us next year, it's our 10th birthday, so we're going to have to go bigger.
Get a bouncy castle.
There's already some bits in the woodwork, and we've got lots of ideas. Just expect a big version of the festival next year. We've got exciting things in the pipeline.
That's brilliant. How exciting. I was saying you should get tuk-tuks. Get voluntary people on tuk-tuks to transport people from venue to venue. That could be a...
It is, yeah.
James is volunteering himself.
I'm volunteering. I'll cycle. I'll do it for the team.
Right, I've got your number now.
We said we'll have a Leeds Student Radio one that's blaring out our broadcast.
Yeah. Definitely.
All ideas. Just food for thought.
Yeah. So, for our listeners that have already bought tickets, one band that you reckon is going to be the one to watch?
I think Tobias Jesso Jr. will be one to watch this year.
Brilliant.
Excellent, you heard it here first.
Thanks ever so much for taking the time to do that. Really appreciate it. It's going to be a great weekend.
Perfect, thank you.
There we go, that was myself and James talking to the organisers of Live at Leeds. Sorry about the beginning of that. Quite intense loop of,
this is LSR.
In case you hadn't noticed.
In case you didn't have a clue. But I, basically, this hour, we are discussing Live at Leeds Festival, if you have just joined us. And it's my turn for my pick of the weekend. And it was so hard to choose. So hard. Because there are genuinely so many artists that we have been championing at the station for so long, which is quite exciting that we're definitely on the same wavelengths as the organisers.
We got something right.
Not too far off. But I wanted to pick Rhodes, and then I didn't. And then I wanted to pick Childhood, and then I didn't. And then I wanted to pick Vaults, and I didn't. And then Swim Deep, and I didn't.
And Gengar.
And Gengar.
How did you pick, Emma?
So I picked Hon. Or Hon, but we think it's Hon because it's actually Japanese.
Yeah.
Apparently. Apparently, the name Hon is Japanese for feelings of desire.
Ooh, I like it.
I know.
That's why you picked it.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I was just telling Jelly how on Friday I got asked if I had Asian parents. No, I'm very much from Cambridgeshire, actually.
That's
sorry
an
about
interesting
that
one.
Yeah, I think it's just because I was smiling. I was very happy. I went to go see Bonobo, of course. But yes, yeah, so Hon basically is my pick of the weekend, and him and it's Andy and James, the two friends who they're basically really influenced by classic soul and synthy vibes.
Nice.
So this is going to be quite similar. If you normally listen to Big Mug of Music, this is what I normally kind of play. But the Telegraph describes them as baby making music.
Oh, you want
I feel
a bit,
that.
You need a bit of that in your life.
You do, but the Telegraph are so off always. Do you remember when they called Jack Garrett just a... What did they say? They said Ed Sheeran.
Sheeran, yeah. Couldn't
really?
Be more different.
I'm never big on Telegraph music reviews. I'm always just a bit like, okay, we obviously didn't listen to the same album, but that's all right.
I reckon they just read what other people write and then try and tweak it a bit and then just put it in.
Yeah, but anyway, if any of us ever go off and write for the Telegraph, I'm sure we'll
change our
not doing our employment prospects any good. But yeah, so maybe go and see them in Hi-Fi for some baby
in
making
Hi-Fi.
Music.
That's
oh, that'll be wicked.
That'll be really
it'll
good.
It'll be so nice. So yeah, if you fancy a bit of a synthy, soul-y sort of turn to your evening. Actually, they're playing at 6:45.
Nice. Perfect. So like,
not even that. A great baby making time, says Jelly in the corner.
Jelly.
Any time is good baby making time.
Lowering the tone.
So cheap, Jelly. You're better than that.
Anyway, this is Coastal Love, Coastal Baby Making by Hon.
Together I hold. us together, I hope you know that I'll be waiting for you, my love, on this New York City cold. I'll be waiting for you. I'll be waiting for you. I'll be waiting for you. I'll be waiting for you.
Bit of coastal love at the end there. Just the waves lapping and the sun setting on a palm beach with hon.
And baby making.
The Japanese word for desire. God, it's going to get a bit much in hi-fi, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It's so sticky in there.
It's so sticky. Oh. Hello and welcome back to the Big Mug of Music, the Live at Leeds special pre-coverage. We're discussing it the weekend before it happens. And our Live at Leeds heckles are going up and we're all excited. So that was my pick of the weekend because I think they're going to be fantastic. Mm. And it was, as I said, it was very difficult to decide. But I think they're going to absolutely smash it. And Hi-Fi is such the right venue for them. It's going to be fab. But Izzy Thomas is now going to talk to us about her pick. No, you've had your pick. This is another headliner.
She would also be my pick as well, I have to say. Yeah. I'm just a big fan. Lucy Rose is playing live at Leeds. And I saw her a few weeks ago at Brudenell Social Club. And she's just so great live. And she's playing the Holy Trinity Church, which is going to be magical.
So I saw Johnny Flynn there at Live at Leeds last year. And the acoustics are incredible.
Really?
It's so funny because I am in love with him. And I took a camera because I was going to all of these gigs on my own, basically. Because that's what... No, honestly, take a camera because it makes you look like a professional. And they, like, shimmy you to the front because they're like, oh, she's got to take photos.
Oh, clever.
So you're going to do that. So I was kneeling in front of him in this church. It looked like I was, like, doing a pilgrimage to Johnny. So I kept being like, look at me. Look at me.
Look, down the lens. Down the lens.
Please. Have a shot.
Projecting your number out of the front of the camera.
Exactly. But so you're going to be seeing Lucy Rose there?
Oh, I'm definitely going to go see her. She's on at 10:15, which I think is really nice because it's like, you know, going to wind down the evening. And for anyone who doesn't know Lucy Rose, she's kind of an acoustic sort of pop. She toured with the Bombay Bicycle Club boys a lot. She's a good mate of theirs. And she's got a new album out in July. And I'm really looking forward to it because... I was talking earlier, I was like, I really, really need to talk about her new music video because she's quite a sort of, comes across as quite a conservative lady. But then this music video, she's covered in chips and she's being eaten by seagulls. And it's just mad.
It's so funny.
My kind of video.
It doesn't
such
make
a
any
good
sense.
Video.
It's not just chips. She basically covers herself in dog food and then goes and walks some dogs.
Nice.
She then covers herself in chips and goes on like Brighton Pier. And then what was the final one? I think she
covered herself in grass and then has little Shetland ponies.
We three should go dressed as dog food, grass, and chips.
Definitely. Not dog food.
Not chips.
I'll take dog food.
I'll take grass.
I'd love chips. You can just have a snack while you're watching.
Oh, you'd stink.
What dog food you wouldn't.
But she's just like this really lovely looking person. And she's just really timid and, you know, she's just dressed in chips.
She's so fantastic.
She's great and she puts on such a good show. Like, she talks to the audience really well and, oh, she's just such a great singer as well. I know, like, when I listen to her on record, I'm like, you know, if she's not as strong in real life, I wouldn't be surprised because she's got quite a timid voice. But, oh, she's just got the most, she makes the most incredible sound.
Fingers crossed she'll be wearing a chip suit.
Yeah, if she's not, let's throw chips at her.
Yeah, let's. So you can catch her at Trinity Church on Saturday. This is Lucy Rose with Our Eyes.
Mine. making up when I'm made for this. Fighting love, I stop looking at all I saw. Making up when I'm too close to fit. Out of touch, I stop looking at all I saw. Making up when I'm made for this. Fighting love, I stop looking at all I saw. Making up when I'm too close to fit.
We were just saying how it sounds slightly like, out of touch, I'm out of love, I took you up when you're getting down.
I didn't even like Ed Sheeran.
Oh,
yeah, we all know the song.
No, I all know it.
Sorry, did you not know this is Izzy and Emma's karaoke takeover?
Sorry, no, God.
Sorry, it wasn't
the rest
duet,
of the
actually.
Hour will be Diana Ross. Can you imagine? We did actually once go to the karaoke in Leeds. For a Leeds student radio.
Oh, I did that as well my first year.
So sure, it was a bad time.
People get really into it. I did Gold Digger and no one took it very well. And I got down and Sammy James, the programme controller, went, that was horrible. He was like, you know all the words. That wasn't even remotely funny. I was like, oh, God.
It is embarrassing. But that was Lucy Rose. Hopefully we'll be wearing her chip costume when she plays at the Trinity Church on Saturday during Live at Leeds Fest. Now Jelly is going to discuss her pick of the weekend.
Your headliner
of the weekend.
My headliner choice that I think will be great is Dutch Uncles. And I saw Dutch Uncles 2 years ago in my first year at Brudenell.
Of course you did, before they were cool.
Yeah, come on. And it was one of the most bizarre gigs I've ever been to, because the front man, my gosh, his hips don't lie.
Really? Snake hips.
How exciting.
They're worth going to see purely to watch his dance moves.
Really?
But they're so great and they're really interesting. I feel like they're kind of like Glass Animal's dads. Like they're kind of the older
so nice.
Glass Animal generation.
Do they put nondescript words in their lyrics as well?
Yeah, a little bit. But and hysterical. Just quite a similar vibe. So if you like Glass Animals, you'll probably like Dutch Uncles.
Does the front man play any instruments, or is he literally
piano.
Just there? How does he do hips don't
but
lie
when,
with...
But when I saw him, he wasn't playing the piano, but now he does.
Oh, maybe they put a keyboard in front of him
to calm him down.
There were children in the audience, mate,
just
and we
pretend.
Just let you go on.
Or maybe he's got too old now and his hips might
his
actually
hips given way.
Pop out. So.
My hips have started to lie. It's such a dark time. But is this a song from their new album?
Yes, it is. Yeah, so they've just released their fourth album. Mm-hmm. And they've been touring with people like Wild Beasts. But I think they're still not like huge, even though they've been around for a really long time. But I think now, with the fourth album, they're beginning to really get...
Well, now they've been
great
on
album.
This show.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, of course. We actually did them on the RPM album review show a few weeks ago. So now they're massive, naturally, obviously.
Naturally, that does make sense. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, there you go. You've got Leeds Student Radio to thank Dunkles.
Dunkles,
Invoices in the post. But this is In and Out. They will be playing... Sorry, did you say where they're playing?
They're playing at the Town Hall.
The Town Hall. Oh, yeah. I said that before. And then Palmer Violets and then the Cribs.
What a lineup.
Beautiful.
What a lineup.
Here we go. This is In and Out. You That was Dunkles, Dutch Uncles, In and Out. And you are back with Izzy, Jelly and Emma on the Big Mug of Music discussing Live at Leeds that is happening next weekend all over this grand city. And we quite frankly can't wait.
I was like excited before and now I'm just crazy excited. It's going to be so great.
I haven't put your mic up, Jelly. Don't want anyone speaking apart from me. But basically, so we have got three shows. We're doing this show, we're doing next week's show, which will be during, and then afterwards we'll be looking back and reflecting on the festival that has been. But what should we talk about? The exciting telephonic thing that we just downloaded?
Yes.
Oh yeah,
so exciting. So there's a Live at Leeds app. And I know, like, so there's always for Glastonbury and stuff, so it's like, download the app. And you're like, there is no point because I don't have a phone at Glastonbury. But there is actually a point in downloading this app. It's great. You can see all the artists, you can get updates if things change. So yeah, I think I'm going to do that. That's how I'm going to be modern.
Really, I'm going to be modern. I'm going to live in the modern times. But it's so handy because obviously everything's happening at once. Mm. And so you need to be able to get from one place to the other. You need to sort your Ubers out. Be organised. Top tip. Oh, and wear really, really, really comfortable shoes.
Yeah.
That is the best thing you can do because honestly...
Trainers all the way.
So last year I interviewed George Ezra. And I got a message, as you do, and I got a message saying, George Ezra is waiting for you at Premier Inn. And I was like, oh God, here we go. Hotel. I was like, God, calm yourself down. Got on the taxi, sped there. I was like, hi, I'm here for George Ezra. They're like, what? Who? Who's George Ezra? I was like, oh, the guy who I'm interviewing. They were like, genuinely, who are you? Messaged them back and was like, is there more than Premier Inn in Leeds? There are three.
Oh, no.
There are three Premier Inns. So I made old Georgie wait. Yeah.
That's all right.
That was Georgie wait.
But then I did go to the right second one. But he waited for me. It was
of course he did. How could he not?
Yeah, exactly.
How
could he not?
But unfortunately, we've got to our last 5 minutes.
Oh.
I know, of this Live at Leeds coverage. But don't worry, never fear. We shall be back next week. Pumped off our tits, I like to say.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm gonna be so hysterically excited.
So excited. And James Shaky Shaft should hopefully be here because he's in Mallorca at the moment, but fingers crossed he should be joining us because he's also covering. But I wanted to leave you with a track from Alfie Connor because he is also playing. We had this track on our playlist a couple of weeks ago and it's called Stranger, and he is playing. Where's he playing? At Hi-Fi Club as well.
Nice. Another Hi-Fi.
Another Hi-Fi. At 1:45. And it is a weird thing.
At time. PM or AM?
No, in the afternoon.
Oh, right. Okay, now I'll be there.
Not a night owl, Izzy. Not a night owl.
No.
It's past 10.
If
my
it's
bedtime.
Past 11, I'm not.
Where's
going.
Me hot milk?
You joke, but genuinely. Horlicks.
But it's always a weird thing when you go into a venue that's dark. Bright sunshine outside. Mm. But this is Alfie Connor with Stranger. I have been Emma, joined by Izzy and Jelly. Thank you so much. And see you at Live at Leeds.
Tonight is full of kisses and I will pour mine on you. But these salty lips, they won't do nothing good for you. And I am yours and I trust no one else, I trust no one else. Sometimes you're like a stranger to me. And it's so long that cuts me like a razor, so sweet. I just want you to hold me like you did when you first met me. And we are standing in the street, your arm grips me tight with your oversized feet and your bewitched eyes. You said I'm lost and I said that's the way we are, that's the way we are. Voices change from the way it was before. Oh, sometimes you're like a stranger to me. And this love, it cuts me like a razor, so sweet. And I just want you to hold me like you did when you first met me.
I'm seeing someone else tonight. Sometimes you're like a stranger to me, and this life that cuts me like a razor so sweet. And I just want you to hold me like you did when you first met me.
Delivering over 100 hours of broadcasting made by 300 students every week.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
And
it's all about you.
You.
And have you thought about where you want to live next year?
No, I literally can't be bothered to start looking.
But you've got to start thinking about these things.
I've got so much work on at the moment. I'm really stressed with that essay deadline and I don't have time to think about finding a new house.
Sound familiar? If you're worried about house hunting this winter, then Spencer Properties can help.
With a wide selection of properties in Hyde Park, Headingley, Burley, Woodhouse and the city centre, Spencer Properties offers a friendly and stress-free service.
Head to our offices at Hyde Park Corner or visit spencer-properties.co.uk for friendly advice on renting your first home.
Spencer Properties. Come find your new home.
Join us on election night for 8 hours of election coverage straight from your student union.
With live reports from election counts.
Special panellist guests. And of course, great music.
Tune in to Leeds Student Radio for the best student-led, student-orientated election coverage in the UK.
I'm voting.
Make sure you're listening throughout the night from 11pm on May 7th.
What does every man look at first?
Listen to an illustrious range of music and allow me, James Shakeshaft, to do all the work. Every Monday night, 2300 hours on the Vinyl Revival.
Live from Leeds University Union.
At the heart of your student life.
The things that matter to you.
Your news.
Your views.
Your life in Leeds.
Live at 5.
This is The Beat.
In association with Amber Cars.
Download our app for the quickest taxi service in Leeds.
Happy birthday, Gollum. Celebrate it here in Fab.